I'm shy. You know, I don't know how it's going to happen. It's so scary. When you talk like that, you create the causes for yourself not to be here in the future. If your teacher tells you, do this, it can be accomplished. And behind your teacher's back, you say, oh, cannot. Maybe can, maybe cannot. And debate and question and go back and forth and play mind games of doubt. Mind games of doubt. You create the causes for yourself not to be here in the future. Why? To create the causes to be here is to believe. It's to believe we can raise a Dharma center. It's to believe we can raise the funds. It's to believe we can build a center. Why? If we believe, there's a much higher chance we can accomplish. If we don't believe, then right at the onset, it cannot be accomplished. So therefore, believe it can be accomplished. Believe it can be done. Believe it will be fulfilled. Therefore, don't come up here, sitting here in front of me, doing fake prayers, showing fake faith, making fake effort. Come up here and join me with real faith in the three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Come up here with real confidence in your Dharma teacher. Come up here with real confidence in your Dharma protector. And work harmoniously. And all will be accomplished. You will see some of the trees being cut. You will see the machinery going up. You will see the land starting to be built. That's very, very important. So, believe. Along with that belief, is most important. Harmony. If you're not harmonious, even the land gods will create more friction and unhappiness. You will affect their minds. If you affect the minds of people next to you, you will affect the minds of the deities around you. Harmony. Differences you have with each other, past, present, and future. Your fault or other people's fault. If you react to it, you are not doing Dharma work. Every time you show a black face, every time you show fierce eyes, you are not doing Dharma work. And you will create the causes to not be with me up here. You will create the causes for yourself to age unhappily, alone, with your TC wife, TC husband, TC children, listening to TC stories about getting married, eating, going out. That's it. Do not create the causes. Especially the liaisons. Do not misrepresent me with each other, with outside people. Put your egos down. Put your angry mind down. Put your shame down. Put your embarrassment down. Put your lack of confidence down. Put your greedy mind down and become light. Especially the liaisons who work very closely with me, show the right example to everyone in the organization. Show the right example to your Dharma protectors. Show the right example to the newbies. Most important, the liaisons must be like brothers and sisters on an island with no one around, no boats, no civilization, just you on this island. You must act in that type of way with each other, with compassion, with closeness. Why? All of us have different personalities. If we cannot get along with each other, how will we get along with all the hundreds of people who will come into the future? All liaisons must get along. Each liaison must get along with each other's good points and talk about it. And the bad points, absorb and keep quiet. Why? We need to move to the next level. The next level is not about what I like about this person, what I like about this person, what I don't like about this person, what I don't like about this person. The next level is raising $100 million. That's much bigger. If it doesn't rain money, we're going to be here for the next 10 years doing pujas here. Welcome to TKL. All liaisons must accept each other, work with each other, and get along with each other. Whatever you have done, wrong or right, move to the next level. Do not look at how your mother used to be. Do not look at how your father used to be. Do not look at how your neighbors used to be. Do not look at how your peers used to be. Look at how you should be now by following your Dharma and Buddha and Gurus and monastic example. The good monastics. The people in the past that you follow example are wrong. If they are not wrong, you will be at peace now. You will be enlightened now. Do not follow the example of your mother, your father, your uncles, your aunts, your sisters, your brothers. Do not. They are wrong. If we wish to move to the next level, the next level is not out there. The next level is here. If you want 100 million to come, you move to the next level here. I do not want to hear complaints from any of the liaisons, from any of the public. I don't want to hear complaints from each liaison about another liaison. I do not want to hear complaints from the public about one of the liaisons. If you do, if I hear, you're going backward. Think of the few people who arrogantly held on to their views and left. What is their situation now? Where are they now? Where are they now? What are they doing now? It's not because they left. It's because they've been left to their own karma. No help at all. It'd be nice if we had a microphone. Therefore, those people who have left, the few people very arrogant, who have left, who are not doing well, they're not doing well not because they left and because we're so good and we're so powerful. No, they are left because they went back to the way they were and they go down, 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 down. If I disrobe, and I just go and have fun, I will go down. Same for me, same. So therefore, the next level is not out here. The next level is here. The next level is in here. What's that next level? Train your speech. Train your speech. Now. Talk well with each other. Control your ego. Show a pleasant face so that you deserve to get donations to build that. Talk well. Show a pleasant face so you deserve the protector's help. to get 100 million to build that. Do not deceive the public. Outside, smile, smile, nice, nice, friendly, friendly. Inside, disharmony. Do not deceive. If we do that, the protector will not help us. I guarantee you. Some of us have personal aspirations in our life. If our personal aspirations are fulfilled, our ego, our arrogance, our anger will go bigger. The protector won't allow that. Do you know why? It's better for the rest of your life you live simply, without much money or ado. Then when you die, you don't go to hell. Then if the protector gives you what you want, and for the next 5-10 years, you have what you want and you do as you like, your ego gets bigger, when you die, you go to hell. Our Dharma protector is an enlightened being. He does not look at you for the few years that you have left. He looks at you for the next 100, 200, 300 lifetimes. So therefore, whatever you make black tea or pray for you, your family, your wife, your husband, whether it's coming true or not, if you have taken refuge in a protector. If it's not coming true, you should think it is a blessing. If it is coming true, you should think it's a blessing. That is how a real Dharma practitioner must think. Why? Because that is the truth. I went through up and down, up and down, up and down for the last 40 years. Mostly down. But my confidence in my Dharma protector never went away. You don't see me throwing BFs or being bitchy or ugly or mean to people because I'm very poor or I'm very sick or I have something wrong with me. Because I have full confidence in my Dharma protector. So therefore, we are here to do a blessing. If we don't like this person, if we don't like that person, if we don't like this person, we think negative things about this person, are we blessing this place? So what's my speech about today? My speech is firm and straight and very direct because we have a lot of work to do. Joyful work, happy work, excitement, a work that will fulfill our destiny and our legacy and why we have joined together in this life. We didn't get together to eat, to sleep, or to gossip. We got together to do Dharma work, to benefit others. We got together from previous lives' karma and prayers to be here to do Dharma work. If you are called upon by your Dharma brothers and sisters or your guru to do Dharma work, do not refuse now. Do not refuse. Do not put silly, ridiculous excuses. Oh, I'm busy. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I cannot. Don't. When your Dharma brothers and sisters call upon you now to do Dharma work, do it. Then you will create the causes to be here. You will create the causes. Don't look at yourself today. Don't look at yourself tomorrow. Look at yourself 2-3 years down the line. 1 decade down the line. Maybe some of you 2 decades. Not all of you will be here for 2 decades down the line. Look at you. And then whatever you do now will create the causes to be there. Whatever you do there will create the causes for you to have a good future life. Some of you here are in your 20s. In 10 years, you'll be in your late 30s. In 15 years, you'll be in your 40s. It's over already. Don't run around thinking, oh, I'm young, I'm young. Actually, you're not. You're not. Some of us here in our 30s. In 10 years, 40s. Some of us in our 40s. In 10 years, in our 50s. How much time? If you want that to manifest, listen carefully. The money is out there. It's waiting for us. What will make it come quicker or sooner is your attitude. My attitude is our motivation. Prove that we are ready by getting along with each other. Prove we are ready by being kind to each other. Never show a stern face. Never show a stern eye. Never show a stern speech from today on. Create the causes for this. I will do my puja. You do your puja. Your puja has been assigned to you today. No stern face, no stern eye. Compassion, forgiveness, harmony with each other and with everybody around you. As much as possible, and make yourself move to the next level. Then you will create the causes to be there. You'll create the causes for there to be in you. You'll create the causes to bring many, 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 many people here in the future. Even when they hear the name or they see our Lama Tsongkhapa statue. They will have the seeds of enlightenment planted in their mind. The causes for their suffering to end will stop. The causes of their suffering will be implanted in their mind. So therefore, in the future, they will meet the Dharma. They will practice the Dharma. They will find their guru. They will find their Dharma center. They will find their sect, and they will practice. Why? Lama Tsongkhapa blesses without any type of bias to be a better person. This Lama Tsongkhapa will benefit this whole area, will benefit this whole country, will benefit this whole region, and it will send shockwaves throughout the planet. Because it will be the largest brass indoor statue in the world. Many people will hear the name Tsongkhapa. Many of us are here today due to our prayers from previous lives and our commitments to Tsongkhapa. Many of us. Some of us don't even know why we are here. We're here. Some of us experience frustration or doubt. Some of us experience fear. Some of us don't know even why we're here. But we're here. That's by the power of our prayers from our previous lives to Lord Tsongkhapa himself. Directly or indirectly. So my point is what? Now it's time to fulfill Lama Tsongkhapa's vows, what you have made. How do you fulfill it? By transforming here. How do you transform? Watch your speech. Watch your mind. Watch your face. Watch your body. Be kind, forgiving, accepting to each other as the first step to all the people you need to act like that to when they come in the future. The hundreds and hundreds of people, good, bad, ugly, scary, crazy, nice, generous, jealous, calm, compassionate, ill will all come to our center. And for us to create the causes to help them, we must start now. Just like when we started our Dharma Center in Tara House. No, in Ruby's house. And then that created the causes to have Tara House. That created the causes to have Bhakti. That created the causes for us to have KH. Created the causes for us to have KH2. Created the causes for us to have the stores, the outlets, KMP. That is creating the causes for us to have this. Then, Dateen is in charge of this by name, but by reality, all of us behind her. The team has recently offered Semlarang a brand new residence in Tamantung. Brand new residence. And recently you have done fundraising for the extensions. Very soon I will take you all to see the place once I get the keys. When we complain, we don't believe that all this will happen, then we have to enjoy this. In Malaysia, we have to wear sweaters and jackets now. So when we're up there, are you guys going to be cold? Maybe we don't build it. You'll be too cold. Us delicate little flowers. How lucky we are. This is what we can experience later. Look at that. How lucky we are to be in Malaysia, to have this. My fear is, will 30 acres be enough? I wonder if we build 30 acres, and then someone comes along to Datin and says, you know what, you guys are doing such a great job, I have another 20 acres behind I'd like to give you. Datin SMS me, should I take it? Stupid, take it! We never know what will happen if we work hard. The transformation is now. The transformation is here. It's not these rituals. It's not all this water. These are very, very rudimentary. It's to collect merit. Datin has offered us a new residence. She doesn't know, but she knows now that that residence will be the model for TKL. She has created causes for TKL to manifest. The administrative in the new Ladrang, the storage in the new Ladrang, the altar in the new Ladrang, how the new Ladrang people manage the new Ladrang, will be an exact replica of up here. We'll create the causes for this. So what's my point? My point is, you do your job, I do my job. The protectors will do their job. It's very important now the liaisons get along. No more little mind games. I'm not happy, I'm not going to SMS you. Alright, I remove you from my phone list now. You want to play mind games like a 15-year-old girl? I remove you from my SMS list. Very simple. You find my presence disturbing for your mind? Remove. Very simple. Create more causes for you to go down. Be mature now. Be spiritually mature. What's my point? All of you are here for a reason. I called you for a reason. The reason is we have a lot of work. A lot of work. And the work will be hard. It will be difficult. But it will be joyful and fun and exciting and extremely beneficial. It will be the best thing any of you ladies and gentlemen have ever done in your life. Don't die saying, I had a baby, I had a daughter, I had a son, I had a car, I had a husband, I had a guaylo. Don't die saying, I had money, I had a big car, I had a big house. So what? Don't die just making a baby, having a house, having a car. No. Die saying, I created an institution that will benefit so many people that are benefiting so many people. I give my life for this. We don't have to run around the planet and our parents telling, oh, I give my life to the Dharma. No, but inside we should think like that. Do not leave this life eating, sleeping, wearing jewelry, having nice car, having beautiful girlfriend, having beautiful husband. You can have that, but that's just a side benefit. Leave this life with something bigger. Let the ego be left behind. Build our Lama Tsongkhapa. Build our Lama Tsongkhapa and everything that comes along with it. Paris is a young, attractive lady now. When she reaches my age, she's going to look like Xiao Chen. So, that's not far away. Joe is a handsome young man right now. In just a short time, less than a decade, he's going to look like Ngao. Ngao is an attractive middle-aged man, if you look at certain parts of his body. But in a 10 years' time or less, he's going to look like Xiao Chen. Xiao Chen is an attractive older lady, very sexy, very hip, with a 15-year-old girl's mind. In just less than 5 years, she's going to look like Mama Jenny. Mama Jenny is an attractive, beautiful, wonderful Dharma grandma. In just a few years' time, she's going to look like Juan's mother. What's my point? Time's a ticking. Don't look at yourself now. Don't hold on to your problems now. Don't hold on to your problems like this and say, it's so big. No. Your problems are very small. You don't have money, you keep thinking I don't have money, and you let the no have money weigh you down, then you always have no money. Why you open the karma to have no money? Ribaji doesn't have any money. Everybody knows that. You guys are all raising funds for me, sending donations, giving me ang pao. You all know I don't have money. Then what the heck am I talking about this? I don't need money. The whole world has money. And the money will come. Believe. Don't doubt me. I don't doubt my guru. I'm telling you what my guru has foretold many years ago and recently. Get along. If this wasn't the most important factor, I wouldn't be stressing this every time we meet. Don't think little birds tell me things and I get upset and I have a speech. This is the general way that we have to go. Then when I hear little birds talk, it reminds me that yes, this is the most important. Do not think your guru can be manipulated back and forth and he's that stupid. Get along. No black face. No fierce eye, even to our husbands, if they are ugly to us. Kind eye. Kind face to each other first. Then to your families. You want your families to practice Dharma? You transform. Don't tell them, oh, chant Miksema, chant Miksema, and then you're a monster. Don't say, oh, Lama Tsongkhapa is so good, and you're sneaky. Be kind to your husband. Be kind to your wife. Calm down. Next time you have argument, calm down. Calm down. Do not react to them. Do not be cold. Then when you transform, they will slowly believe the Dharma. And they will come in. If they don't come in all the way, they will help. They will donate. They will offer their friends to help. You transform first. You transform first. And let the transformation be consistent. Be respectful to each other. And now is not the time to leave your work for the other liaison, this liaison. Everybody grab as much work as you can do. Why? You'll create the causes to be there. To be there means what? To do retreats, to gain attainments, to transform, to bring that benefit to others. That's what it means. It isn't just physically there. Listen to my words. Let Lama Tsongkhapa's name become even more famous in the world. Let it be known that in a little peninsula in Asia, a little country called Malaysia, they have the largest Lama Tsongkhapa on this planet. Let that name ring out. And everyone who hears the name Tsongkhapa, even in the Middle East, even hearing the name will affect their future lives because of Tsongkhapa's enlightenment. That's not arrogance, that's compassion. Let everybody in the East, the West, all hear Tsongkhapa's name. That in Malaysia, this group, Kechara House, built 118-foot Tsongkhapa with precious mantras inside and precious wealth bases inside. Let it be heard. Leave this life knowing that you did that and you were fully involved, that you didn't push the responsibility someone else, you did it. When we do our opening up there, be happy because you were involved, you didn't have doubts, and you went all the way. Don't go up there with incense and prayer flags and pretend you're so happy when you know for the last 2-3 years you didn't do much or you had a lot of doubts. You have doubts because you haven't done anything in your lives. You haven't seen much people who do things in their lives. You don't have confidence in yourself, that's why you doubt. That doesn't mean other people cannot accomplish it. Doubt comes from insecurity in yourself. If you doubt your gurus, it's because you yourself doubt your own attainments and your own mind and what you have accomplished. People who trust their gurus, they have some sort of attainments. Some sort of attainments. High or low, I cannot say. Because they have some sort of attainments or some experience in their meditation. Therefore, they experience that state of mind. They know that that state of mind is possible. Therefore, they believe their gurus have that state of mind. If you yourself don't have that state of mind, of course you have doubt in your guru all the time. Why do you have doubt in your guru? Because you've never experienced a state of mind of generosity, of kindness, of forgiveness, of love, of patience and wisdom. Because you have not experienced that in your own mind due to your lack of practice and your laziness and your lack of effort and your attachment to money, your attachment to food, to fun, to people, to things. Because if your attachment, you have not practiced hard enough to experience that state of mind. Because you have not experienced that state of mind, you doubt your guru because you doubt yourself. Why? Because you yourself have not experienced that mind, so you doubt anybody else has. It's like you, when you live in a small village with no money, with no resources, and then someone says you can be rich. Of course you doubt. But if you come from a very rich family, or you live with a lot of rich people, and you see how they do things, and then they say you can become rich too, then you will believe. Because you, your family has accomplished it, or your neighbors, or you saw. You doubt your gurus because you have not accomplished anything in your mind. Therefore you ignore your gurus. Therefore you say bad things. Therefore you criticize your guru. Therefore you think negative things about your guru. Why? Because that's your mind. And that's what you have achieved. Nothing. Therefore you doubt. So every time you criticize your guru, every time you say something negative, every time you think something negative, every time you have doubt, it should be a reminder that you have not accomplished anything, not that you should go and kiss your guru and his feet and become a fanatic. Guru devotion is not about fanaticism. It is about checking your own mind. So if you have tremendous faith in your guru, it means you have some sort of meditational experience. Some sound basis. If you have some sort of meditational experience or stability for meditation, you will not doubt your guru because you say, oh, last year my mind like that, this year my mind like, oh. So if I'm like that, my guru for so many years and so many generations and so many incarnations have developed that mind, oh, I love my guru. Then doubt becomes less. You doubt your guru because you doubt yourself. You doubt yourself because you didn't practice. You didn't practice is because you were attached. You're attached is because you're too lazy to make an effort. Therefore the doubt persists. Therefore, when the guru tells you to do this, you don't believe. Therefore, the guru tells you to transform, you cannot do. Therefore, when the guru says this is possible, you say, no, it's not possible. Why? You don't have experience in making money, in building. You don't have experience in becoming whatever you want to become, in this case, better in your mind. Because you didn't apply the effort. Every time you criticize your guru, every time you think negative things about your guru, it means that you are advertising how you don't have any meditational experience. Every time you criticize your guru or think negative things, then it's a clear sign you have no confidence at all. If I say to one of you, if I say, hey Paul, I want you to be the Prime Minister of Malaysia. He said, how can I? How? He doesn't know anyone who became a Prime Minister. He doesn't come from a family of leaders. His neighbors are not leaders. Of course he has no experience. So because he has no experience, he say, no, I can't. But if his family had a leader for Malaysia, or his neighbors were a leader, and he had friends that are, the father was a leader, and they hear, oh, by this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, they became a leader, he say, yeah, maybe I can, maybe. Even the thought, maybe I can become a leader, arises. Therefore, if you have some meditational experience, you'll think, maybe I can transform my mind. Even thinking maybe is already the right path. So if your guru tells you, do this, do this, do this, you say, no, I cannot. You ignore your guru. You avoid your guru. You say negative things. You call up the whole world to complain and bitch and complain. It means that you have not applied any dharma. Because you don't have confidence in yourself. You don't have confidence in your guru. Very simple. Because you have not experienced any meditational results. Think logically. I'm not talking about believing your guru is a Buddha. But just believing your guru can have a good mind. A compassionate mind. Just thinking your guru can benefit others and accomplish something. Why? If you have not experienced that, you will not believe your guru can. Very logical. If you not experience compassion or giving or letting the other person win, when your guru says it's possible, you won't believe it because you're not experienced it. But if you experience a little bit from your study, a little bit from your meditation, a little bit from your practice and effort, then very easy to accomplish what your guru tells you. Why? Because you have a little taste of it. You have a little taste of it. When Marco Polo went back and said China's like that, like that, like that, to people in Italy, they didn't believe. China was the greatest civilization in the world. It's really the most richest and beautiful and so advanced and so culturally advanced. Many people in Italy didn't believe. Many, but a few educated people thought that might be possible. Same thing, because they didn't experience. You're not bad that you doubt your guru. But you are falling behind because you're not putting the teaching into practice. If you experience it, if your guru tells you to do this work or this work, you'll say, yes, I will. Very simple. So from today on, this is not about believing in the guru. Believe in yourself and apply to yourself that you can be better and you can create harmony. And the harmony and getting along with each other will create the causes for this to arise. When you create the causes for this to arise, you will create the causes for many people to hear what I have just told you now, the Dharma teaching. And when they hear the Dharma teaching like you, their minds will change, regret will arise, joy will arise, just like in your mind you feel touched at this moment. You will create the same causes for hundreds and thousands of people to hear what we're talking now, because of what you're doing now. So if you want people to hear what you're hearing, if you want people to feel the joy and the peace and the inspiration you're feeling now, create the causes by applying what I've requested you now. Transform your mind, get along, work hard, never give up, and believe we can achieve. Believe we can achieve. Believe we can achieve. We can achieve. Everything we're afraid of is very small compared to Tsongkhapa. So today we're going to do a puja. The outer puja is the rituals. The inner puja is contemplating what I just said, along with the prayers you're doing. Don't doubt yourself anymore. Don't doubt yourself anymore. Don't keep advertising to the world you have no spiritual attainments. Don't keep advertising to the world that you have not accomplished anything. Why? You will chase people away from Buddhism. Chase them away. At the same time, you shouldn't be fake. You shouldn't pretend you have attainments. Pretend you have attainments and be fake. At the same time, you should be in the middle and control yourself. At least outwardly, you look like you're practiced. Inwardly, you're controlling yourself, and that will lead to transformation. Outwardly, you will attract people by your control. Inwardly, you will start changing by controlling. Because why? Anything you're good at in your life, good or bad, came from practice. Came from repetition of doing it over and over. So whatever you want to do, if you just repeat it, you'll become good at it. Same thing. Do not chase people away. Then some people say, oh, maybe I go away. Maybe I go to another country, I go to another city, I go to another island, and I just stay away because I'm so damaging for Dharma. No! There you go with the poor me again. You go away, you lose, nobody else loses. You will regret, no one else regrets. There's no escape from yourself. The world is not big enough for you to escape from yourself. I don't care where you go. So therefore, believe in your guru reflected by you believing in yourself. So my speech is not about you worshipping me or praying to me or believing I'm a Buddha. Believe me, if you practice compassion and forgiveness, you will gain experience of that mind. And when you gain experience of that mind, you will become a leader, you will become more peaceful, you'll have more confidence, and you will have no more fears. Believe me, that is possible. I've seen it in my gurus. I've seen myself over the years transform. And that transformation, I have a little bit over the years, a little bit of transformation. That I feel the difference now in my mind and 10 years ago, 5 years ago, the difference I feel, I know that my guru has that 100 times more. Therefore, I know it's real. So therefore, be kind to each other. If you're my liaisons, if you're my students and my friends, please live your life according to what I've explained just now. Represent me well, then this will go up. Represent me well. I can be bitchy, I will accept the karma. Can you? Let the whole world here, in our country of Malaysia, This group of international people, created the world's largest Lama Tsongkhapa on the planet. Let even His Holiness the Dalai Lama turn his holy head slightly to the left and say, "What?" when someone reports that to him. Let it happen. Let it be. Start now by transforming your mind. Stop all the pettiness. Stop all the mind games and black faces. Stop avoiding, stop hiding from each other. Open yourself. Reveal your wrong. Your mother, your father, your uncles who taught you to hide, to have ego, to have face, was wrong. That's why some of them are in the lower realms now, and some of them will go when they die. Some of your parents will go to a very deep lower realm, and you can't do a thing because you're continuing their legacy. Don't. We're very fortunate to be here. Very lucky. The ritual is very nice and sweet. Let's do the real ritual. Why do I push you towards this? Maybe because I care. Why do you not see Rinpoche doing hours and hours of rituals like some other centers or some other places you hear? They don't have teachings, just rituals. I don't know, but in my case, I find the teachings are more beneficial than this. Have faith in your guru because you have faith in yourself. If you have experienced some difference in your mind, you know that that came from your guru. Therefore, the high gurus, the gurus must have some sort of the same experience in their mind. Think. If you don't have faith, it's because you don't have experience. If you don't have experience, that's your fault. If it's your fault, you know what to do. Liberation is in the palm of your hand. Please reflect on what I've just explained to all of you from my heart. To make Tsongkhapa arise. Make everyone hear his name. Because if they hear his name, they will be liberated. They will not take rebirth again. They will not have to suffer samsara again and again if they hear his name. We must make that happen. We must benefit others. We must benefit others. We must make sure they're here. Tsongkhapa's name. We must. If we don't, then their suffering is my responsibility. Their suffering is my responsibility. I take that responsibility. I will not let them suffer. And my way of manifesting that will be to build this Tsongkhapa so that everybody can hear their name, his name, to plant the seeds of enlightenment in their minds. If I don't do this, many people will not hear his name, therefore continue to take rebirth in samsara. I am responsible. Just me. You are responsible. Every time you're bitchy, you're responsible. Every time you show a black face, you're responsible. Every time you hide your face, you take responsibility. Too heavy. Let the world's largest Lama Tsongkhapa manifest. Make it manifest first in your mind. Lama Tsongkhapa is not a statue, it's a state of mind. That statue represents that state of mind. Compassion, wisdom, fortitude, patience, care. Make that Lama Tsongkhapa manifest in your mind. Let go of your families, let go of your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your heritage, let go. Why? At the death, you're going to have to let go anyway. Let go now. Inside. Outside, happy, happy, nice, nice, be friends and family, be nice to friends, husband, wife, be nice, nice. But inside, let go already. Let go because at the time of death, you have to let go. Inside, let go. Outside, be the same. That's how real Buddhist practitioners do it. I didn't say divorce your husband and wife or abandon your brother and sister and your mother and father. No! I said to let go of them. The most important thing is this. Because this will benefit the planet. Your attachment to your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your money just benefits one person, yourself, and short term someone.